Andrew Hall, who wrote Of Birds and Worms, and Danielle Swearingen, who wrote, Danielle, I'm so sorry if you're listening. She wrote One Hell of an Intern. So they're all really, really wonderful, and they're going to be a great show.
The titles themselves
they're so good.
Really make you want to go and see this place. Can I ask you something unrelated? If I gave you a magic wand and you could change something in the world or in the community or anywhere, what's one thing you might use it for? Any ideas? I'll give you a minute to think while I recap that you can learn more at citytheater.culturaldistrict.org is a place to go. It's the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival. Saturday, October 28th, the high school shows at 1, the middle school shows at 6. Sunday, the 29th, the middle school shows at 1, the high school shows at 6. And it's I'm so happy that City Theater's done this for all the years that this has been going on. And it's going to be sooner than we know it for the next contest, right?
Yeah, so if anyone has an idea for a play and they want to submit it to our contest, you can submit it by March 31st in 2024. And there's all the information you need on our website under the Young Playwrights Contest that can help you submit. And everyone who submits gets feedback from the literary committee. So you'll hear from us no matter what.
So if you're a teacher and want to force your students to write a play, or if you're a student and want to jump right in, it's open to kids in 8th through 12th?
7th through 12th
grade. 7th through 12th. Mm-hmm. So get involved. And the website there would be simply citytheater.org?
citytheatercompany.org.
citytheatercompany.org. Now, no pressure on magic wand usage. It's meant to be fun, not to be something you need to worry about getting right or anything. Anybody come up with a...
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. I know this might sound weird, but I would have Chick-fil-A be open on Sundays.
There you go. That was Bella's wish.
I want $1 million.
$1 million. I like it. That's the magic wand use.
I don't know. Maybe I'd probably go with money as well.
Money. I would go for another 2 magic wands, maybe. But these are all good wishes. Katie, do you have a wish?
Oh man, I have lots of wishes. I think we'll keep it City Theater focused and say I wish that everyone could come see the Young Playwrights Festival.
Well, I hope you'll get lots of folks coming. Thank you for coming. I know it's a busy day on a Saturday morning. Thanks. And check out the Youth Media Center if you haven't already. We'd love to see you come back sometime. The City Theater Young Playwrights Festival, our pleasure to have all of you here. Learn more at citytheatercompany.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP Indy Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1 Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you?
Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tomcat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the copy shop?
Copycat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has a thousand legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car?
Cadillac.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
Uh-huh. What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows?
Cattle.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catapult.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan. Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataract.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat Stevens.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
Billy Jones, and I never cease to laugh at some of the puns that are given there, and I appreciate them. I hope you do too. And I am excited that we are going to have a great live band join us shortly. We're getting them ready and set up. They are Batena. And we'll learn more about them, but their roots include Scottish and Irish and Canadian music. We'll have Olean pipes and whistles, bouzouki, mandocello, banjo, mandolin, guitar, a whole mix of instruments, all part of today's Saturday Light Brigade, and all coming up momentarily.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
If you missed any of last week's segments, you can go to neighborhoodvoices.org to hear them again. And they included conversations with the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, Allegheny Observatory, Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, 7th grade pianist and Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Benjamin Lynn, 8th grade Animal Friends volunteer Josie Farenhold, and live performance and conversation with Aaron Lefevre, who shared some phenomenal instrumental guitar music that's hard to describe other than calling it folk fusion, perhaps. You can hear these and thousands of features from past programs at neighborhoodvoices.org. Thank you for being with us today. Do you recognize the song? I know I do. I've probably told you before, this is probably one of the first songs I learned to hum along with, because my mom would always play this one on the piano. It's American Patrol. And there it's done by Joel Mavis from his album called Pepper's Ghost and other banjo variations. And Betena joins us shortly. Right now, you're going to hear Todd Burge live in our studios from September 29th, 2018.
I told my kids the story of my family history. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now, it's all been made up, make-believe. I've told so many times, I started to believe it too. Don't water my whiskey down. Freedom is a hoax, it rode here on a boat, like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game. Where no one knows your name, but aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? I don't water my whiskey down. If whiskey was a river and I was a duck, I'd sink down to the bottom, I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets, let my soul spring a leak. Don't water my whiskey down. Dead. I don't
time or place where we just met. It's just the boy from me and I don't know the world to see where you met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way. I would have never been where is it is a dream and light.
Lucy Kaplansky at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you heard Todd Burge before that. I miss Todd. I was just emailing back and forth with him a couple days ago. I hope to see him soon. You are going to love Beltane. They are coming on. We'll tell you about some gigs they have coming. And I'm going to put a few pictures up on Facebook so you can get a sense of the range of instruments they're playing. We're just about ready to bring them onto your radio. Or is it your smartphone? Or maybe some other device? Well, just make room for them. They're coming up in a minute. to see Katie Kears outside. She's a staff educator at SLB, and I think she's the one who turned us on to Beltane. I'm glad that you are here today. I'm saying that to the band, and I'm saying that to you because I think you're really going to enjoy what you're about to hear. When we look at why we have live music on SLB, the point of it is we like to bring people together and also make sure we celebrate folks. You might pass any of these guys on the street, and little would you know that they are masters of the banjo, the mandocello, the guitar, and we'll talk about those pipes, the bizarre Eileen pipes. Here is Beltane.
She went down last October in the pouring, driving rain. A skipper he'd been drinking and the mate felt no pain. To close 3 mile rock when she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim we'd make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, and her sorry end. All the insurance paid the loss to us, let her rest below. All they laughed at us and said we have to go. On a barge sent by a friend. Three died today in a hard hat suit. Twice I've had the bends. Oh, thank God it's only 60 feet. The currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. Loved her best and were with her till the end. We'll make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Oh, he couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats have left her to a sorry grave. They won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength, arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, oh, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Wow, that's Beltane, and I would like to be sure everybody gets a chance to meet you, but what a great sound. I can't quite put my finger on it other than, do any of you know the Weavers, the old folk group, the Weavers?
Yeah.
So in the Weavers, you could hear everybody singing together, but you could also hear each individual distinctly and clearly. Each player's of the quartets, each player's voice and instrument, and that's certainly the repertoire is a little different. However, you guys are singing so well together as well as individually, and it's just makes for a really great listening experience. Let's meet all you guys, and why don't we start with the pipes? I put a picture of these pipes up. If you can't see it, though, picture an oversized flute. Yeah, with a clarinet on top and a fireplace bellows connected to your underarm. I don't know if I've done it justice.
It's a little hard to describe. give me the car horn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But tell us, this is Connor Freeland of Lawrenceville. Tell us a bit about the instrument, your history with it.
So I'm playing the Irish Illan pipes, which is not something a lot of people have seen much of. There's not too many of us. Certainly more in Ireland, not too many in America. I started playing the Scottish pipes when I was in high school, but it never quite scratched the itch for me. So I, about 9 years ago, I switched to playing this, and haven't really looked back.
How old is the instrument? I mean, the particular one you have.
The particular one I'm playing here. Oh, this one in particular was made about 13 years ago.
Wow, it looks older than that.
Yeah, so the mounts on this are actually made of mammoth ivory, which is, so this part right here is about 20,000 years old.
Okay.
So that's why it looks old.
Touché.
Yeah.
How did you learn to play?
So I picked it up on my own at first. There's some skills that transfer between the Scottish pipes and the Irish pipes. Not too many, but enough to get me started. And then during the pandemic is where I really kind of started escalating my skill a lot, and I was learning from teachers online just because there's not really anybody in this part of the country. So I learned from a guy in Boston for a while, and then a different guy in Ireland for even longer. And, yeah.
That's great. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I grew up in Northeast Ohio, but I've been here for quite a few years now.
That's so great. Where in Ohio?
Near Canton, a tiny little town called Minerva.
Yeah. So let's say Canton, Louisville, maybe,
yeah,
Ohio, Louisville, Ohio.
Near, yeah, closer to Canton than Louisville, but yeah.
Yeah, we have listeners in Ohio, so it's always good to shout them out. Now let's go to the bouzouki and mandocello player, who is George White of Overbrook.
Yep.
And what are you holding there?
This is the Irish bouzouki.
Yeah, I thought that was a bouzouki, and you had that for the last selection too, right?
Yeah, I think only on the mandocello for one song this
and
song,
but a bouzouki and mandocello are both four pairs of strings, right?
Yep.
Similar to a mandolin. When did you start playing this kind of music?
This kind of music, probably about 20 years ago or so.
Wow.
Just right before high school, I started playing mandolin and banjo, and just kind of moved over to other instruments as the years went on.
And is it because the roots of this music are in your family, or what?
Yeah, some. Yeah, there's definitely some Irish and a lot of Scottish in the family, and just kind of latched onto it. I was mostly into kind of punk rock as a kid, and then I found a band called Flogging Molly, where they,
yeah,
you know, kind of very well meshed traditional Irish instruments with that, and then just kind of went from there, went headlong into trad stuff.
Yeah, that band's a lot of fun, and I'm always curious, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And now we go to Dylan Rook, who's been here before. Dylan's from Hazelwood, and he's playing guitar. I don't need to ask him too much about his instrument.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like a guitar.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Yeah, I'm the rare member in the band that plays a instrument. Everyone else kind of juggles a few, but might have me hopping on bass for some songs here in the future. You know, it's my first instrument of choice, but yeah, picked up guitar and started learning folk music, and you know, met up with these guys a little over 2 years ago or so, and yeah, joined on up, and yeah, loving it.
Yeah, you've got a great sound, and are you from the area?
Yeah, I'm from born in McKeesport, grew up around Pittsburgh, so live in Hazelwood now. So
excellent. And now we go to Andy Morrison, who now has a banjo or a guitar on his knee, but he had a banjo with him in the last number. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Kind of like George, I initially started punk music back in high school, and then in college found Flogging Molly, went and bought a $90 mandolin, and then from there just kind of moved to Pittsburgh in, was that 2010? Start for work, came from Michigan. And then just, I've been acquiring. I've been acquiring too much. This is actually, this is probably the least amount of instruments I've ever brought anywhere in my life.
Yeah. you guys, it really a great sound. Are you doing mostly traditional and other people's songs and your own arrangements?
Yeah, we have a few originals. I think actually the next one we're going to do is an original. But then mostly either songs from Irish or Scottish tradition or some Canadian maritime songs, particularly of Stan Rogers. So.
Oh, excellent.
Well, the last one was a Stan Rogers song. And
I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah, the Mary Ellen Carter is one of my favorite songs ever.
I actually, now I know it's Stan. I knew the song, but now I'm remembering Stan Rogers. The group is Beltena. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, Beltena.
So Beltena.
Shorter. Yeah, emphasis
shorter. Beltena, we're going to get Beltena. That. Is there, does that translate or?
Yeah, so it's, officially it's the month of May in Irish Gaelic. It's also the summer festival in old pagan Ireland.
The 1st of May, May Day kind of celebration.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Beltena, yeah.
So Connor and I started the band, and both of our birthdays are in May. The band started in May, so it just kind of fell right in like that.
Yeah, we can't say May Day on the radio. We have to be...
Oops. No,
May
Solidarity.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't. You guys sound great. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do next. Beltena is here as they get ready in 6 days this coming Friday. They'll be at the Cork Harbor Pub in Lawrenceville. That's their next gig.
Yep. Excited. We're there every month.
Great. What's next?
So next, it's an original one that we had. We put a CD out last year called It's Pronounced. and if you buy the CD on the physical CD itself, it has the little pronunciation guide. So you have to pay us $10 if you want to know how to pronounce the band's name.
Don't use Google.
Right.
You know, I think of Capper Cayley and all sorts of other bands. You're not alone.
Right. No. Exactly.
In time, everybody will be saying Beltena.
Yeah. So it's a song that we have a percussionist in the band as well who's out of town for work. So he and I wrote this one. So it's about Irish immigrants coming into America, particularly in the area of eastern Pennsylvania. There's a section, they were building the railroad, and it was called Duffy's Cut. And there was a small cholera outbreak, and then the bosses essentially just killed all of the workers, just shot them dead because it was cheaper to get new patties instead of treating anybody. So it's a song, not a happy one, I guess.
No, not terribly happy.
Like a lot of Irish tunes.
Right, yeah. Keep it light.
Thanks, George.
So anyway, it's a song called Foundation.
Searching for a country that I can call my home. Left all that I knew behind and set out on my own. But this land of opportunity is nothing but a lie. For the jobs that were not deadly said, no Irish need apply. I've only just landed in the land of the free. I've been drafted into working in pursuit of liberty. Surrounded by immigrants, far as I can see, this country was built on men and women just like me. Disease is running rampant all through this workers' camp, but another threat is looming in the dark and in the damp. Some men had given all they had, died with hand on tool. While the rest of us weren't dying yet, we were expendable. I've only just landed in the land of the free. I've been drafted into working in pursuit of liberty. Surrounded by immigrants, as far as I can see, this country was built on
men and women just like me. Some of hardships, some of sacrifice. It wasn't voluntary to give their lives. They were given all the toughest work without another choice. Their bodies a foundation made this land without a voice. Now I've only just landed in the land of the free. I've been drafted into working in pursuit of liberty. Whoa. Surrounded by immigrants, as far as I can see, we're a people working toward our destiny. Now I've only just landed in the land of the free. I've been drafted into working in pursuit of liberty. Surrounded by immigrants, as far as I can see, this country was built on men and women just like me.
That's Belle Tanna with George White. Singing the lead on that and sounding great. Belle Tanna is kind of like Antenna. That's your new gig.
Now people can relate it.
Right?
Emphasis on the bell.
Yeah. Belle Tanna. I think that I kind of like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that works actually.
Like, we'll start using that.
Yeah, Belle Tanna.
Inside of the next CD.
Antenna.
They sound great. As we mentioned, Lawrenceville Cork Harbor Pub, their next gig on October 27th. I can't believe that's Friday. I can't believe how fast October. What a year it's been. And we've linked to their website, too, which was, is that website relatively new?
No, we've had a few years,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Look, 4 years. Yeah, looked great. I was really happy to see it.
Connor did it.
Yay, Connor.
He's our techie guy.
Yeah. If you can master the pipes, you can master
everything else is easy. Software engineering.
Yeah, the website. What would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do a tune. Do you want to do Freeze?
Let's do Freeze, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you had a few of our friends on a few weeks ago, Vince Burns and Carla. I'm sorry, I don't remember Carla's last name. Sorry, Carla, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
His face, he means it. I see it.
Yeah. So they were here playing tunes. It was a fiddle player and a whistle player.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So Connor and I play a lot of the sessions around the city. This is one that we like to play. We did 2 days ago.
One of our favorite tunes, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a tune called The Freeze Bridges.
Thank you.
Beltana at the Saturday Light Brigade. Okay, these guys are amazing, aren't they? Thank you for tuning in here, and have live music every week at this hour. Chad Green, before I forget, in case we run out of time, is doing an incredible job mixing these guys. Lots of instruments, let alone new instruments, and a lot of complexities. We had to get all the Legos out today, but it's working. It sounds just wonderful, and I appreciate you guys too, because I know you brought it all today. It's fun to do this live without a net and deliver it straight to people's ears. I just want to be sure we get music in it. It's tickling me to listen to you guys. Are you available? I suspect you'd be a great wedding band or a reception band.
We've gotten a couple of emails about it, but it was always when we had other things going on. So we have yet to actually play a wedding. If anyone's looking, though, as long as
absolutely shoot us a message.
Right. Or even a party.
We're always up for a party.
Absolutely.
A reception.
Day.
Oh, there you go.
We're halfway.
Yeah, I would imagine you'd be booked on St. Patrick's Day. Are you guys able to get together to practice relatively often? Like,
generally, yeah. We
once or twice a month, about.
Mm-hmm. On average, we're coming out. September was a very busy month, so really no practicing there, and then
just playing shows.
Yeah.
Practicing on stage.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not a musician, so I don't know this, but I think that's got to be one of the most frustrating parts if you. Especially if you have a family or other commitments, is you want to get together and play, but just finding the time and the place.
We haven't really had too much difficulty in finding it. We started kind of as a trio, and then Andy came in, and then Dylan came in, and it was kind of always the worry of we add one more person, that's one more schedule we have to fight around. But it's actually not been bad.
I feel more than any other band I've been a part of, we've been like really understanding and flexible. So just comes with the stage of life, I think. The
versatility of a 4 or 5 hour set. You're like, if we got to cut it down, you can work the puzzle with somebody missing. And nobody likes to miss a show, but like you said, life happens. And it's been very easy.
Who's the guy missing again today?
That's Bill Butchko. He plays the Bo Ron and Cajon.
Nice.
He's on a top secret mission for the Department of Energy right now.
That's what we used to. Hmm. He's like, I'm not going there. I'm not coming to this show.
Don't know. He might be in Westmoreland County.
Who knows where he is in the world?
But I think the energy secretary was there yesterday to tell us all why Philly got the hydrogen.
Of course. Philadelphia.
Come on.
But enough about that.
Yeah.
Beltana is here, and what do you guys want to do next?
We're going to feature Mr. Andy Morrison on this next one, because it's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Why, thank you. It's a good way to start my birthday.
how nice. Happy. I'm trying to think. Scorpio? No.
Yeah, we had a discussion outside. I'm like, cutting edge Libra.
Okay.
Right at the end.
End. There's people get upset, like, well, what time was it? Because you're right on that cusp.
And I don't even know why I went there.
What's your sign?
Because the thing in the office, I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not. It's because, one of my brothers is a Libra, the other is a Scorpio. I think I was just showing off.
You know some stuff.
Yeah. You know your star signs there.
Know a little bit of everything.
I wonder what song he's going to sing. We'll find out.
This one's called Libra Johnny, and it's one that I've taken with me from a couple different bands by myself. Here we've been able to showcase it with our vocals, and they've been nice enough to not shun it away, and we've really built it into the band, so it's been enjoyable. So I don't want to waste time because we got more music.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. His lung out pole to the next bay day, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. Oh, a pull your lovers or you'll get no pay. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. I'll pull your lovers and then be late. And it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. Oh, the cook's a drunk and the mate is too. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. And the crew is 40 men too few, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. It's a long hard pull to the next bay day, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Beltane, and do we have Guinness in the... I don't think we do. We have... We have a Guinness Book of Records. That's about all we have here. These guys sound terrific. Their name is spelled B-E-A-L-T-A-I-N-E. I hope that helps you.
Definitely. Definitely tricky spelling on that one.
We've linked to their website and their Facebook page so you can get a look at things. I'm guessing we have time for two more songs. Yeah. We might be able to fit a third in, but...
All right. Well, the last one, we just do a few tunes at the end, so that's longer, a seven-minute one. Okay. So we'll do two.
I'd say two. I really am so grateful that you guys are here, people. I was just checking a few messages and notes. People are really enjoying listening to you.
So we enjoy it, but we're a little biased.
As long as we care.
Yeah.
What would you like to?
We'll do do a song by an English or is he Scottish songwriter, Ewan McCall. Mm-hmm. It's a song called "Dirty Old Town," which fits for Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah. He's a great songwriter.
Oh yeah, excellent.
Everyone good?
Ready? Yeah.
Sounds right.
Perfect.
Good enough.
Ready?
Yep.
My love by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal.
I kissed my girl
by the factory wall. old town, dirty old town. The clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Up springs that girl,
up springs that girl
from the streets at night. Dirty old town. Well, I heard a sigh. Shining steel, tempered in the fire. Well,
I'll chop you down
like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Well, I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Val Tenna here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And as they reconfigure a bit for their last number, I want to thank Josh Verbanitz for being with us here today, who joined us representing the Allegheny County Parks Campfire Ghost Story Series. Gustavo Zajac from Quantum Theater, Brian Pope from the New Hazlett Theater, Max Milligan and Luca Bedreau, and Quinn Patrick Shannon from Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and Bella, Tyler, and Cherish, and Katie from the City Theater Playwrights Series for being with us. Ricky, our producer, Ricky Berger, Ty Chorosky, is the person who books guests on SLB. Katie Kears helped us find you four, and I'm so glad that she did. And Chad Green, our engineer, mentioned before.
Thanks, Chad.
You guys sing. You know, I'm gushing a lot here, but you.
Oh, shucks.
You sing beautifully. All of you, I think, could be a lead if you wanted to, and your harmonies are great.
No, it's my job.
sorry. Yes.
No. I'm actually actively trying to push others to take lead. I'm tired of singing for 3 hours every day.
Yes, but you can. But the harmonies have been great, and it's and of course you're. I was going to say picking, but you don't really pick the pipes. Your playing is all quite good. Look for Bell Tenna at the Cork Harbor Pub October 27th in Lawrenceville for their next show. Visit their website to keep track of what's going on. Anything else that I didn't give you room to say, because I think you're going to end up playing us out.
How much time you got?
So you mentioned earlier the Irish Trad sessions that George and I help run around the city.
Yeah.
Those happen almost every Thursday at the moment, and we have a website that has the schedule. It's just pghsessions.com. So if you want to listen, if you play Irish music, if you want to get into Irish music, it's a great place to mm-hmm. go to meet some really talented folks, way more talented than us, and
now
get into the community. Oh, boy.
PGH sessions.com, says the pipe player with this really deep voice for harmonies that he's not telling anybody. It's him. Anything else to mention from you guys?
I think that's it.
Great. And you've got a medley here, or how are you going
to? Yeah, we're going to do a song called My Heart's Tonight in Ireland. That was written by Andy Irvine. And Dylan and I will be there in just a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do a couple tunes afterwards, Merrily Kiss the Quaker and The Lark in the Morning.
Oh, great. Wonderful songs. Thanks again to Beltane.
Great.
Town of Scariff, the sun was shining in the sky when Willie Clancy played his pipes and the tears fell to my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we've had there, but my heart's a night in Ireland in the sweet County Clare. My heart's a night is far away across the rolling sea and the sweet Milltown Malby, and it's there I love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's a night in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town. We were all sick and feverish, Dolan had the flu, but Johnny produced some whiskey and the sun came smiling through. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet Milltown Malby, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in 6 Mile Bridge, when the songs and music flowed, when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low. And that sergeant from Kilkishan, he would buy us all one more. We never left that pub before the clock was striking four. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet Milltown Malby, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's a night in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Lahinchin and his timing, Liscannor and Kilkee. Best of all was Milltown when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy and the County Clare, I'm ever in your debt. The sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet Milltown Malby, and it's there I love to be. So long ago and far away, my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare. Thank you.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the regular old neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know them know.